Yeah, hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Is this Albert?
This is Albert, yes.
Yeah, hey. You'll have a chauffeur. Same.
Hey, yo! Good to hear from you. I never ask how people...
No.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I don't know how good I'm doing. But how do you call it? How much do you get for the $49.50 that you authorize it?
Yo, could you speak a little bit more into the phone? Because it sounds a little bit muffled.
Oh, sorry. How much do you get for the $49.50?
I think they do every 10 minutes because you control how much time you want on a per-minute basis. But you're dealing with a New Yorker. I talk fast. So let me have your date of birth, please.
No, I usually give my credit card number, and it's not going through. So I bought like a vanilla gift card, and it has $55. So I hope, you know what I mean? Okay, so let's pull fast.
November,
I like
December?
You. December 7th, 77. August 5th, 71.
Okay, I'm sorry. Bear with me here. 1977, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. And your hour of birth is?
10:10 p.m.
That's right.
Brooklyn.
And Brooklyn, awesome. I just need to tap in, tune in, so please ignore. I'm just doing my thing, okay?
Okay.
And if we get disconnected, I'm still here for you, okay? So I'm 3 hours behind you because I'm now in Los Angeles. So, you know, late out there is still early for me, so I'll still be on. You can always continue the call. It's not, you know, now or never. So,
okay.
Talking to myself. I'm sorry. Yo, you said December 10th. I'm sorry. December 10th? Is that right?
December 7th.
Ah, thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Glad I verified. Okay. Concentrating, talking to myself. Let me take a look here. Okay. What is going on here? Okay.
I mean, it was just Rosh Hashanah, so it's a new year.
I know.
Maybe I have new luck. I don't know.
It's the new year. A friend sent me pictures of the dinner last night. Nice. Well, happy new year. One of the things that I'm getting here is the level of emotions is pretty high. And
for me?
Yeah.
And I knew that really... I'm, like, really, really, really depressed now.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like, what if God has in store for me? I suffered so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I can tell you this. You've endured a lot of this. And I do want to affirm something. This is not the total finale for you. You do rise above from all of this. You do grow. And not only that, but you will transcend. Now, I know last time I mentioned that in about 2 years from now, you enter a completely different dynamic. And I believe that this portion, this chunk that you are on is to lead you to that portion there too. Everything is connected. Nothing is coincidental. Nothing is random. And, you know, that is something that is pretty much in the Zohar. I'm very familiar with the Kabbalah. And this is the type of time period that your spirituality is called for. Because that inner strength, I always say, look, when we pray for being able to handle the things around us, those prayers are answered. Praying for strength and being able to endure clarity and insight for very simple and powerful things.
Praying for one person to understand me, one Jewish person that's not going to blame me. Everyone's blaming me for this abuse. Everybody.
Can I throw something in there to make it complicated? Only because I love complicating things. You know that. No, I'm kidding. There's only one Jewish person you need to pray for. You know who that is?
God.
No. You pray for yourself. That you are able to get the clarity, the insight, and the strength. Because I'll tell you something, what others think at the end of the day, you want to know something? They're just temporary characters. The community, yeah, of course we want to have a good standing in the community, but you know something? We live for ourselves. We have to live in our own shoes. And I'll tell you this, part of caring too much of what other people think, I believe, was something that was ingrained into you in childhood. And you want to know something? Yo, you are your own individual. You don't have to do
anything. Well, let me ask you something.
Talk to me.
Am I gonna get my children? Because he's holding.
That's a very specific question. I can look at that. Go ahead.
He's holding tight grip of my 13 children that he claims he never wanted to have.
Got it. I'm going to focus just on that little question itself because that's a big question wrapped up. It's a very strong question. I'm getting a yes answer, yo. What I'm technically getting is that the pendulum swings on your side more than anything. And I'm just spot-checking my work. The technical
answer. That gives me a lot of hope.
Absolutely. The technical answer, just for clarity, is two things. Number one, there's going to have to be an adjustment. Number two, it's going to require...
What do you mean by an adjustment?
It could be mutual. It may not be exclusive.
What do you mean?
Sure, like joint custody. That's what I mean by adjustment. You may have to adapt to the circumstance. You may have to give in. Very similar, and I don't mean to use food as a parallel. No, we can't go to McDonald's, but the supermarket has burgers. Let's just make them ourselves. It's that type of compromise. You'll get something partially, but it won't be 100%. That's why I am inclined to say probably joint.
But he wants to really divide the family like this?
I do, yeah. And it may not be that directly. I think it may be practically, that financially speaking, he may do it that way. I don't think it's intentional. I just think it's the way the dynamic rolls out. Does that make sense? Should I water that down? Do you get
but
it?
But he's not going to want to live in the same city like me.
Whew, that's too early to tell yet, because I still think he's trying to formulate that himself. And I got to tell you
something. My husband.
Yeah, I know. Let me explain this. Yo, this gentleman has the upcoming potentials for legal problems. Okay? And the only place he could possibly relocate to is the CAM, if you know what I mean.
Is he going to get into trouble?
I feel he is.
Is the forensic accountant going to find all the stuff?
Did you start looking for one? Did you speak to that detective? Did you go to that agency we talked about last time? What's the update on that?
No. So that agency, I didn't because I went to this other thing. But I'll tell you, there's some places that have that, what we spoke about, and they also do forensic accountants. So I do two separate things or
I heard you,
something
but I'm not,
that does both.
I heard you, but I'm not connecting the dots, meaning I'm not understanding. Because
you're
talking
about
agency
about
forensic.
Yes.
Going for a detective, and then they can hook you up.
Yes.
That's got it. Yes. And I want to be a little bit sharper here with you, okay? After this weekend, Mercury goes direct. I would prefer you Google, you know, investigators, make maybe a round of calls, and then you make the decision to execute with choosing one of them after the weekend. Right now is good research time without making any decisions. And then at your interview...
So there's one place that has a female boss. I'm not sure if she's the one that does the thing. Remember you're talking about a female?
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you asking? Let me take a look. So it basically sounds to me like you're asking me if you should hire that agency. Is that right?
She's the boss, but she now, like, she used to be the one that does it, but now she has, like, an agency under her.
Right. And
or should I hire, like, a one-man show type of thing?
Let me take a look.
I like her. She looks like a sharp woman. I think she's gotten a little bit greedy. I think she can do better with somebody else, preferably a man. Although I do see where the woman energy can be better for you. I think you're better off dealing, scratch the man. I think you're better off dealing with a sole proprietor than a full-blown agency.